This is an In It For The Kicks exclusive.
How was working on the Moulin Rouge soundtrack?
Look, working on Moulin Rouge was amazing. It was far too long. You know, films should take about a year, and this took... I was there at the very start. The first thing I did for it was to make a compilation CD that just said, give me songs about love, which, you know, which was a sort of first inspiration in terms of songs and themes. And I found out months later that they'd made copies of that, and all the different teams on the film were all listening to this. It was called Josh's Apples. Because Baz said that this film was Apple. I don't know. He said, "Tell me about Apple." So I called it Josh's. So apparently, in the warehouse where they were building all the sets, they were constantly playing the CD. It really gave a good inspiration to everyone at the start of the film, all the way through to the end. You know, 3.5 years later, I found myself in LA, kind of running the music department for the sort of 3-month mixing process. So it was a really I describe it as being like World War One. I kind of went in a boy and came out a man, and learned everything along the way. Learned amazing things, worked with all sorts of amazing people, got royally screwed in terms of my credit. You know, learned a lot through that process. Earned great money, so that was good. You know, I worked ridiculously hard for it. There was, I kept a logbook of my hours when I was in LA, and I think for the month of March that year, I had one day off for the whole month of March. So I certainly worked harder than I ever have, probably before or after in my whole life. Learned amazing things, and learned, the biggest thing I learned was that whenever I thought, oh, I can't do that, I was wrong. I could. So I learned how far beyond my capacity I could actually achieve, I suppose. Yeah, it was very inspiring and amazing process, and I would never want to work that hard again.
So there's no plans to roll out any more other soundtracks or movie scores or on that scale?
I have worked on other film scores over the years. I recently, a couple of years ago, did the score with another guy, sort of orchestral guy, for a short film called Woody, a stop motion animation film. Which went on to win awards all around the world. It's a beautiful film, and everyone should go and have a look at it if they can. It's called, Woody. If you look up Woody animation short film, you'd find it. Beautiful film, amazing film. And, you know, have worked on different pieces of various films since then. I was certainly, after Moulin Rouge, I thought, oh, great, this is it. I'm going to be Mr. Hollywood guy now. And as seems to have happened so many times in my career, I get to this really amazing high point, and then think that's going to be my path, and that path stops, and then something else happens. So, you know, after Addicted to Bass, I thought, okay, great, well, that's it. I'm up with all the Australian star musos now. I'm going to be a pop star from now on. And that just sort of died away, and I, you know, found myself working on music for advertising, then, you know, doing corporate, and then back in the dance music world, and kind of constantly changing and moving streams. So in one way, you know, you get to a stage often where you have this big disappointment that it's the path has stopped, but on the other hand, it means that I've had an opportunity to see and be deeply involved with and reach very high levels of success in almost everything that you could do professionally with music. So, you know, that's been really great.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrekkie. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio.